It's 8:40, 20 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. It's Good Morning NoCo, brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. I'm Brian Gary, along with my partner Tanner Schwint, producer Angel Padilla. And joining us in studio, it is Joseph Martinez. And are you with the City of Greeley, or what are you officially with, Joseph?
I'm with the City of Greeley's wastewater treatment plant. So I'm the industrial pretreatment coordinator there. I've been there for about 2.5 years, and I'm just getting on here to remind people about what not to flush and put down your drains to.
Love it, man. Hey, grab that mic. Take it. Get a little bit closer to that thing so people can hear you loud
this
and clear.
This is my area of expertise.
Yeah, he is the leading expert about talking about poop.
They call me the clog.
Yeah. I'm going to start for sure. But go ahead, Brian.
Well, no, I don't need a backstory
from this.
Well, you do.
Oh, God.
Okay, no, it was...
I'm sorry.
It was holiday times, and I have a fear of overflow. All right? It's a natural fear, because it came about in honest that I was the one who flooded Grandma's bathroom, exporting the meal, and flooded out the house over Christmas.
Okay.
And everyone had to run for cover and get out, and then everyone's mopping and everybody's doing all that. And it was just because I was young and uneducated in this. We want to educate people on what it is that you can flush, and it comes down to the three P's, as we've been talking about. Pee, poop, and toilet paper is the only things that you can flush down. But do we really have people who are missing the boat on this, Joseph?
We really do, and it's not completely these people's problems. We actually have – there's a lot of wipe products out.
That's what I was going to ask about this. Go ahead.
So they're woven wipes, and some of them are advertising them as flushable. Obviously, it's good for their brand. If you think you can flush it, no one wants to deal with that dirty wipe in the trash.
Right.
But if you guys are flushing those down your toilets, then it actually can contribute to clogs in your house mainly, and then also downstream in the sewer. And when we start getting those clogs, that's when we see big problems in the city.
Can you tell me, how does, an average consumer like myself know what really is flushable and what isn't? Should we just go by the standard of, if it's not toilet paper, don't do it?
That's what I would go with.
Yeah.
These regulations are changing on what they can put flushable and what they can't. So there's actually stuff going on in Congress to try to tighten up those standards. But Congress moves really slow.
No, they certainly do. But so what I'm intrigued by, because, of course, if you do this, not only is it going to affect you, you're going to have, as you guys call it, I love it, return to sender on this. But this could have problems with the water treatment plant as well, right? The backups could get down there. And what does that mean for you guys on the back end of this?
So, yeah, we've got a lot of people flushing in Greeley. We actually take on about 8 million gallons of wastewater per day at the plant. So a couple rags here and there from everybody really adds up at the plant. We've got these big bar screens at the plant that catch all these rags. And they'll get clogged up with those rags. They're not breaking down. They kind of tie together in the sewer system. It's like a big tornado that'll tie these up, kind of think your headphones in your pocket deal, right?
Right.
They all ball together, and they'll hit those screens, and they'll jam the motors. So other than causing backups at the plant, you also got to think we've got employees there that have to clean those out. So use a little bit of humility and think about those guys in there trying to rip those out and pull it out. It's not a nice job, and if we all do our part, it makes it a little easier on them.
Well, and if it does get into one of those engines and damages that too, I always go back to the bottom dollar that grabs people's attention. But guess where that money to repair something like that is coming from? That's taxpayer dollars. It'll have to go into that as well.
Yep, it's not taxpayer dollars, but it is rate. It's all rolled into your guys' rates.
Okay.
Maintenance is rolled in there. Also, regulations are tightening up. So I know rates have been going up, but maintenance is a big part of that. So the less maintenance we have to do, and the more everybody does their parts, the less we have to roll up those rates.
I'm always intrigued by what kind of items do people flush down their toilet. I'm sure the occasional piece of jewelry and those kind of things are bound to happen, but what is it we're trying to avoid people to put down those? Is it, feminine hygiene products? Is it just those wipes? What other type of things? So we were talking before we jumped on, and I know that kids can do things that are unexpected.
I've seen lots of little toy cars. I was at one lift station and we had a backup, and the thing that stopped the pump from working was actually a toy car with a string tied to it. I don't know if a kid was trying to flush it and pull it back or what.
That's something I would have definitely tried to do.
That's not something to be proud of.
I had a couple of fish that committed fishicide by jumping. I had them on the back of my toilet bowl. I had little Siamese fighting fish.
Well, that's
Flushy 1 and Flushy 2. And Flushy 1 jumped out, and he went right into the bowl. And that was quite a surprise when I looked down after going to the bathroom and finding a fish. And I thought, wow, I got to chew better.
Well, you know? And that's actually kind of a good question, because that's something that I've done in the past is you know, betta fish dies, yeah, or whatever. Is that acceptable or is that not acceptable?
So if you're flushing a fish, the fish is obviously biodegradable. He's probably not going to cause us a problem once he gets into our pipes. Thing you got to think about is the pipes in your house are about 2 inches. They're about this big. So that fish is going to die, and he might clog your pipe. You're probably better off getting that fish in the trash instead of flushing them down.
Well, it's not like it was a walleye or anything.
Yeah, they're not coming back to life. That's right.
They'll be swimming around at the plant.
Well, I wonder how long have you been on the job, Joseph?
I've been here about 2.5 years.
2.5 years?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this, because I want to talk a little bit personally about you. But over the holidays, because we're pushing this right now, is there more of a workout of our plumbing system over the holidays? Is it because we're getting together with family and friends, and one setting can have more people using that room?
So it is, and it is not just tied to the bathroom. We got to remember our sewers are also tied to our sinks and our showers and everything.
Mm, yes.
So especially around the holidays, we do a lot of cooking, and that cooking grease going into the system can cause really big problems. That grease goes down the sink as a liquid, but once it hits those pipes and that cold water, it's going to solidify just like bacon grease does on your stove, and it can cause major blockages both for you at home and for us. You'll see a lot of sewer workers out in the street trying to fix things.
Well, we're going to attest to that personally with the old radio station that we were at.
Oh, good Lord. We were next to a restaurant
that was dumping the grease down the drains, and that's exactly the pipes burst, and we had to deal with that. So don't be doing that. I thought that was kind of common practice, but it's a good reminder to have.
And I know, and I've seen this with relative, okay, I've done it, where you run really hot water and you think, okay, well, it's melting the grease, so it's going to be fine. But as you point out, the minute it gets out of your system, it's hitting water that's going to get it solidified again.
Yep, and that the systems in Greeley, we're all kind of built sloping west to east, right? So when it hits that sewer, it could be hitting water that's coming all the way from the west side of Greeley. It's been in the pipes for a while. Holiday is also really cold, so that water is going to be really cold when it hits it. It's going to start solidifying that grease really fast. You're dealing not just with your wastewater, but pretty much everyone's wastewater. It all runs to common spots.
Is there any kind of preventative maintenance that people can do to try to assure that everything is running smoothly?
Within your house, you're best off just trying not to get things down. I can't really tell you what to do at your own house. If you want to run Drano, that's fine with me. If you guys want to snake your drains, that's fine with me. Once it gets into the city lines, we actually maintain those lines. We've got a collections department that's out there pretty much every week trying to clean those lines, make sure everything stays running, and that we don't have any backup in the street.
Well, and this is something we've talked a lot about. We talk a lot about water here on this program, and in the ag world or whatever, you know, just the usage of water. And this is just another one of those interesting topics about it,
because
it's one of those things that people don't think about. It's like, oh, I turn on the faucet and away we go. I put that down the drain and then we're just fine. And I think that's the whole purpose, is just a reminder, whether it is the feminine hygiene products, whether it is the dude wipes. So for a while, I was getting a lot of play and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, just
those are woven.
Throw it away.
Just throw it away. Just get it out of there. Talking about water use, one of the cool things with the wastewater treatment plant is we're doing about that 8 million gallons per day, and that's been steady for the last 40 years. And we've added a ton of people, but with water saving things that are going on, that our flow into the plant has stayed pretty steady. And what you get. And that's a lot more people, so that means that the concentration of what's coming down is raising. So we're getting more and more concentrated waste. So every little bit of that grease and those wipes is definitely adding up. With a sewer system, the more water you have going through, the easier it's going to work because you have more water to flush that down. So since we're using less water, some of that motion slowing down a little bit, there's a higher chance for us to get blockages.
All right, we just got a couple minutes left, Joseph, and we're talking to Joseph Martinez with the City of Greeley and the wastewater treatment plant. And we were visited before the break. You have a wrestling background. Now, you wrestled at the University of Virginia?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Oh, man. Now, what years did you wrestle there at Virginia?
I wrestled at Virginia between 2012 and 2016.
2012, 2016. Yeah. You've come back here, and now you're the wrestling coach at Greeley West High School.
Yes, sir, I am.
How excited are you for this upcoming season and that beautiful new facility that you're in?
I'm super excited. Greeley West High School, they really went all out on that building. So we've got great facilities, and we've got really good spots for guys to wrestle. The gym in there is amazing. We've actually got our first home duel. I don't know if you guys know this, but there's now girls and boys wrestling.
Right, yeah.
So the girls are kicking it off tonight at 7 o'clock at the gym, and then we have a tournament going on Friday and Saturday at Greeley West High School using that gym, and we'll be hosting a dual tournament with eight different teams for varsity.
Well, we'll have to get you on Coach Speak. Yeah. It's our show from 10 to 11, all things prep sports, and Wednesdays are going to be dedicated wrestling days, talking about high school wrestling with Brian Lemos from Resurrection Christian School. So we'll have to get you on there too, man. I do have a text coming in wondering, like disposal machines, you know, whether you turn on, do those work well enough, like in the sink and stuff, that where you turn it on and it breaks it up enough? Do those work well enough for some of those big chunks and things like that?
So it's going to come down to the health of your disposal, right? How small is it cutting it up? That disposal, those blades are going to dull, and no one's – I have one. I've never checked the
blades
depth
on it, yeah.
Our recommendation is just whatever you can, right? Scrape it into the trash before you run the disposal, right? You want to put the least amount down that disposal as possible, especially if you're working in a restaurant kitchen. I'm also working with the restaurants right now, and it's a big thing. They've got those big industrial disposals. Try to get that trash can out and scrape that stuff in there so it's not coming down to us and adding up.
Very good. Fantastic. Joseph, thanks so much for
your time
today.
Man,
I have a feeling this isn't going to be the last time you're on KFKA, but for the first time, man, you crushed it. So thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. Appreciate you, man.
8:52 the time now. You've got Good Morning NoCo.